Let's learn how to play a rock and roll rhythm.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is rock and roll.
It's an always classic rock weekend on Rock 104.
All right, well, a very happy Saturday goes out to you. Jameson Brown in studio. And typically on the weekends, we just let the classic rock roll all the way until Sunday at midnight. But when we heard that these guys were going to be rolling through town, we figured, you know what? We've been spinning the heck out of one of their singles. It's been getting a ton of great feedback, and why miss the opportunity to chat with them? So we're going to take a quick break from the classic rock, and we're going to have a chat with Early on Sunday. Gentlemen, how are you?
Super good, man. How are you?
I am very, very well. Now, we've got three of you guys in the studio, so what we're going to do is we're going to go from left to right, my left to the broadcast right, starting with you. And we're going to get you to introduce yourselves, and of course it's radio, it is theater of the mind, so try to make yourself sound as good looking as possible, because nobody can tell the difference, and tell me what you do in the band.
Okay, hi, I'm Sanders, I am the drummer with Early on Sunday.
Fantastic.
Right beside me is the ever-talented
Paul Johnson, rhythm guitar, and piano and tambourine.
Holy smokes.
I didn't know we had a piano.
That's right. Yeah. Andrew Cairns, bass guitar.
Fantastic.
Early on Sunday.
Okay, so there's one of you guys missing, though, isn't there?
Two guys missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So fair enough, but you guys are, let's be honest, the brains behind the operation for the band Early on Sunday. Is that
Bingo.
Safe to say? Okay, fair enough. Okay. Now, we've been spinning your single Reverence, and we're going to get to that in just a second. We're going to play a few tracks from the album Smoke Signal. Again, Reverence has been getting a ton of great feedback, a lot of Twitter requests, Facebook requests, email requests for it. So, A, congratulations. But, B, before we get into that single, I want to hear a little bit about, you know, you guys as a band. Smoke Signal's the album, and of course the song Reverence. Take it away. Let's talk about the album first. How long has it been kicking around?
Yeah, so essentially the album's been around for about a year since we released it. It was started as a songwriting project between us and Jeff Martin from the Tea Party, and he ended up coming from Ireland, where we had originally tracked out most of the songs, where we recorded everything in the city. And then we released it about a year ago.
And okay, so what's the feedback been like so far?
The feedback's been great, especially in the small towns in central Alberta as well as northern Ontario. Those are very much the two places that we're starting to build our fan bases. So yeah, so far so good. With Reverence as our lead song, it's a spiritual song, and it has a lot of neat references in behind it. If you can get a copy of our CD and read the lyrics, they're really quite unique.
Well, we'll tell everybody how to get a copy of the album Smoke Signal. Before we do that, let's talk about Reverence. You mentioned there's a bit of is it a spiritual element? What is it that I'm hearing when I hear this song?
It is. We are fortunate enough to have our lead singer, who has a native Canadian background, and a lot of the theme, as you can see throughout the album, is based kind of on that initiative and background. So it's a meaningful track from that perspective, and we've been trying to build on a specific theme the entire time with our singer. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what we've achieved.
And that song too, being the first single last year at Canada Day, we were invited by the Calgary Stampeders to play their home opener at McMahon Stadium for the halftime show, and that was the song that they wanted to hear.
And it was on a little day known as Canada Day.
Canada Day.
Yes. Kind of a big day in Canada.
And there was a video put out for it and everything. But
And it was great because they gave us the freedom to play live off the stage, which isn't typically done. We really enjoyed that experience. It was very, very fun. You can see that video on YouTube. It's remarkable.
Well, clearly, because you're right. A lot of the times at these bigger events, they want to make sure that everything is in their control. So they clearly trust you guys as artists, and that's fantastic clout. Have that on your back pocket, the fact that the Stampeders invite you to do that on Canada Day. You mentioned there is a bit of a native Canadian in your lead singer, so yep. I guess hence the name Smoke Signal. And let's get right into it, though. This is a fantastic song. I mentioned it has been absolutely outstanding, the response we've gotten from the Rock 104 listeners. This is Reverence. It is from the album Smoke Signal, joined in studio live early on Sunday. This is Rock 104. We'll be back with more. Stick around. Early on Sunday on Rock 104, breaking into our Rock 104 Classic Rock Weekends brought to you by Boston Pizza, because we had to. We found out that the boys from Early on Sunday released 3/5. That's why I'm in radio. Is that an actual fraction? I don't know. Either way, a good chunk, shall we say, of the boys from Early on Sunday. We're going to be in the area and figure, you know what? Let's get them on the air. You mentioned the native Canadian influence, and you hear it at the end of that track. It is just a fantastic album. Smoke Signal, again, we're going to let people know where they can get this album. But first, what are you guys up to today? I know that there is a festival you guys are headed to. It is called In Our Blood, a bit of an indie rock festival near Strathmore. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's the In Our Blood Festival. It's the second year for it right now. And it's put on from the guys from my band called Silo. That I used to be a member of, actually.
Is this awkward now?
No, you guys get along well? No, we're they invited us to play, so they're the headliners, and we're playing at 6, and then there's a few other bands, mostly Calgary bands, I believe, and so this is the start of our summer show. Basically,
you say indie rock, and instantly there's a bit of sexiness behind it, because it's something new that people want to experience. So, is there still tickets available? Do you know how you can get in? Is it?
I think there's tickets.
There is
the
tickets.
Door,
it's
right?
A 3-day festival, so it started yesterday, and I don't know how it went in the rain.
Yeah, but everybody just wants to see early on Sunday, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody cares about day one if you guys aren't.
We play midday Saturday for an early on Sunday show.
Perfect, fantastic. So 6 o'clock, you guys take the stage. Let's talk about, before we get into the next track. Now, this is the next track. It is called Early on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So some people have, you know, self-titled tracks from an album with the same name. You guys have got a track named after your band. How'd that come to be?
Well, same as Iron Maiden with Iron Maiden.
Oh, okay, right. Fair enough. Yeah, that's...
When you love yourself so much, you have to name a song after yourself.
Okay, all right. So, I think we can end the interview right there, actually.
Yeah, no, actually, the truth is, we named our... the original name of our band was actually Element of Sound, and we were known as EOS, and we were mucking around in the studio, and we wrote Early on Sunday that song in about 2 minutes. And after we wrote it and we liked it so much, we actually just figured it would also just make a really good name for our band. So it was really just kind of a fluke that we ended up with a pretty cool band name and a very, very cool song.
All right, well, let's talk about, you know, where people can find out more information. Again, like, I am a big fan of the Reverence song. I know that there are a lot of people who would love to be able to find out where to get the album, where to get more information, where to click apps.
Yeah, you can pick up the album at iTunes.
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
The best place to get it.
Early on Sunday. It's also, you can order it up from off of our website.
Fantastic.
Just www.earlyonsunday.com.
Okay. Yeah, we're obviously on Twitter at Early on Sunday, Facebook at Early on Sunday.
So we've been
pretty much covering all the multimedia.
Yeah, well, you and I have had conversations, I and the band. I don't want to ever single out, because you never know who's running the Twitter account. Sometimes you can tell that it's not the same person, because maybe they're...
Scott.
Okay, yeah, all right, fair enough. So if something terrible gets said, blame Scott.
He's exactly.
Okay, so again, one more time with your guys' website.
www.earlyonsunday.com.
And before we get into the last track, we mentioned the festival. Where are you guys heading after this? Is there any plans? Are you guys playing anywhere closer to Olds? Or?
Yeah, well, we have some plans in the works right now. We'll be releasing the rest of our summer festival shows probably in the next week on our website. So just without anything completely confirmed yet, we're not going to mention it. But just keep an eye on our website. Certainly by, I'd say, the second week of June, you'll have a pretty good idea of all the places we're going to be hitting before December 2013. And we're very much concentrating on Central Alberta again and Northern Ontario region between Winnipeg and Thunder Bay.
And we're going to come and rock your little band contest there to try and win the opening slot for next year's
highlighted band,
whoever that might be.
We don't know. Better be yet.
Trooper opening for us.
What? Yeah.
Or Loverboy. Loverboy's coming. We can take a headline.
You never know.
Prism and Trooper.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Prism, Trooper, and then all of them opening up early on Sunday. You never know. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in. And again, this has been a lot of fun. Here is Early on Sunday from the album Smoke Signals. Thank you. Again,
Thank you.
Thank you.